In a time when the nation's military is consumed with fighting wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, most soldiers called up for duty prepare to spend time on the battlefield. But a group of Iowa National Guard members deploying this summer will work with local farmers in the wheat fields of northeastern Afghanistan.
That's our last one.
It's a warm and windy afternoon at an Iowa State research farm outside Ames. Guard Captain Pat Berge is learning how to use a narrow metal tool to drill into the ground and take a soil sample to test the soil's fertility.
Many of us, in my case, I've got a finance background, have never done this. On a mission, due to whatever reasons, we might want to take, 10 different samples while we're out in the field, so maybe we'll split into five teams for the sake of expediency. And so I need to learn this technique just as well as some of our soil guys that already know it on the team.
Berge is an accountant and doesn't have an ag background. Some of his colleagues do, which is why they were chosen for this agribusiness development team of about 65 Air and Army National Guard members from around Iowa. Staff Sergeant Ben Groth grew up on a farm and has an agribusiness degree. But Groth says that doesn't mean everything will be familiar when he deploys.
I was told it's going to be like back in the Bible ages. There's no technology over there, and it's going to be extremely primitive and really not similar to anything over here at all. Maybe compare it to like the Amish farming a little bit.
The mission's goal is to help Afghans establish the infrastructure to grow enough food to feed themselves and eventually export it. Lieutenant Colonel Neil Stockfleth is in charge of the ag experts on the team, which also includes staff who handle things like security and logistics.
If your family is hungry and their employment opportunities are limited, if somebody, say the bad guys, like the Taliban says, for $5 or $10 a day, if you come be a rifleman for us or set some roadside bombs, we'll give you some food or money or whatever. If you are at home and you're raising enough food to feed your family and you're occupied, your time is, you're busy, and at the end of the day you're tired, it's very unlikely you're going to be going out that night and setting a roadside bomb.
There's also hope that Afghanistan could one day become a viable trading partner for the United States. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA has 65 staff members in Afghanistan working with the military and Afghans.
If we can create wealth opportunities through agriculture and through their own exports, then eventually they will need more of our agricultural products. They may begin to consume more meat, for example. And so that might increase beef exports, for example. So building a middle class through a strong agriculture helps our producers eventually by creating additional markets that don't exist today.
But some observers say it may be difficult for outsiders from the U.S. to win the confidence of Afghans. Rory Anderson is with the Christian relief organization World Vision.
Groups that are coming for short term, they can provide specific technical expertise, but do they have the time to really spend the months to build the trust and to build the relationships? And then once you've built the relationships, it takes time to see the returns and the results.
Anderson says her organization mostly hires Afghan nationals to work with their local communities for the long haul. Guard officials say while individual units only stay about a year, they try to establish continuity between the teams by communicating with the groups that come before and after. Staff Sergeant Groth says he's a little nervous, but mostly excited about the chance to employ his agricultural knowledge in Afghanistan.
A couple weeks ago, we were posting chickens and cutting them up, and then we're out walking through fields in uniform. I didn't ever think that we'd be doing these sort of tasks in uniform, so it's pretty neat. I think it's really great that we're going over as like a humanitarian mission instead of going over to kick in doors and kick butt or whatnot.
The Iowa Guard's agribusiness development team will replace a group from California. They leave for training in Indiana on July 1st and are expected to go on to Afghanistan's Kunar province in early August.